This is side two of Through the Years with Pope Francis, Daily Reflections, by Pope Francis, continuing on page 44. Your reader for this side is Catherine Barton. February 1st, a place of mercy. May the Church be a place of God's mercy and hope, where all feel welcomed, loved, forgiven, and encouraged to live according to the good life of the gospel, and to make others feel welcomed, loved, forgiven, and encouraged. The Church must be with doors wide open so that all may enter, and we must go out through these doors and proclaim the gospel. From General Audience, June 12, 2013. Reflection. How can you make the Church a more welcoming, merciful place? Who is Jesus calling you to reach out to? Find someone this week to encourage. February 2nd, obey. The Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. What does obeying God mean? Does it mean that we must behave like slaves? No. Whoever obeys God is free. He is not a slave. And how can this be? It seems like a contradiction, but the obey comes from Latin, which means to listen, to hear others. Obeying God is listening to God, having an open heart to follow the path that God points out to us. Obedience to God is listening to God, and it sets us free. From his homily, Domus Sanctae Marthae, April 11th, 2013. Reflection. Take some time to listen to God. What path is he asking you to follow? February 3rd. Simple, but important. It is urgently necessary to find new forms and new ways to ensure that God's grace may touch the heart of every man and of every woman and lead them to him. We are all simple but important instruments of his. We have not received the gift of faith to keep it hidden, but rather to spread it so that it can illuminate a great many of our brethren on their journey. His address, May 17, 2013. Reflection. Ask God to help you realize your ability to be his important instrument. You have gifts and talents no one else has. You have relationships and connections that others do not. Pray for opportunities and courage to share your faith. February 4th. It cannot be so. Nevertheless, men and women are sacrificed to the idols of profit and consumption. It is the culture of waste. If there are children in so many parts of the world who have nothing to eat, it is not news. It seems normal. It cannot be so. Yet these things enter into normality, that some homeless people should freeze to death on the street, and this doesn't make sense. On the contrary, when the stock market drops 10 points in some cities, it constitutes a tragedy. In this way, people are thrown aside as if they were trash. From General Audience, June 5th, 2013. Reflection. Jesus calls us to think differently about the poor. See Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 46. Are you doing any of the works of mercy that he asks of us? And if not, why not? February 5th. What Jesus wants. Jesus wants to be your friend, your brother, a teacher of truth and life, who reveals to you the route to follow in order to reach happiness, the fulfillment of yourselves, in accordance with God's plan for each one of you, and Jesus' friendship, which brings us the mercy and love of God, is free, a pure gift. He asks nothing of you in exchange. He only asks you to welcome him. Jesus wants to love you for what you are, even in your frailty and weakness, so that moved by his love, you may be renewed. From his message on June 21st, 2013. Reflection. Think about an area of weakness in your life. How can you allow the Lord to renew you in this area? February 6th. Close to each one of us. Dear friends, the experience of World Youth Day reminds us of history's truly great piece of news, the good news. Even if it is not splashed across the newspapers and does not appear on television, we are loved by God, who is our Father, and who sent his Son Jesus to make himself close to each one of us and to save us. He sent Jesus to save us, to forgive all of us, for he always forgives. He always pardons because he is good and merciful. From the General Audience, September 4th, 2013. Reflection. Reflect on God's love for you. He wants to be close to you. How can you draw near to him? February 7th. Not like a fairy with a magic wand. Time is the messenger of God. God saves us in time, not in a moment. At times he works miracles, but in everyday life he saves us through time. Sometimes we think that if the Lord comes into our life, he will change us. Yes, we do change. It's called conversion. But he does not act like a fairy with a magic wand. No, he gives you the grace, and he says, as he said to everyone he healed, go and walk. The homily, Domus Sancti Marthae, April 12, 2013. Reflection. Where does your life still need to change? What steps towards conversion can you make this week? February 8th. Step forward. If up till now you have kept him at a distance, step forward. He will receive you with open arms. If you have been indifferent, take a risk. You won't be disappointed. If following him seems difficult, don't be afraid. Trust him. Be confident that he is close to you. He is with you, and he will give you the peace you are looking for and the strength to live as he would have you do. From his homily, Easter Vigil, March 30th, 2013. Reflection. What makes you afraid of following Jesus? Ask him to help you get to the root of your fear and to surrender to him. February 9th, the grace we need. In our personal life, in our private lives, the Spirit pushes us to take a more evangelical path, and we say, but no, it goes like this, Lord. Do not put up resistance to the Holy Spirit. This is the grace for which I wish we would all ask the Lord. Docility to the Holy Spirit, to that Spirit who comes to us and makes us go forward on the path of holiness. Homily, April 16th, 2013. Reflection. Today, try to invite the Holy Spirit into your life throughout the day. Ask God for the ability to be docile. February 10th. Take courage. May the Holy Spirit give to all of us apostolic fervor. May he also give us the grace to feel uncomfortable about certain aspects of the church, which are too relaxed. The grace to go forward to the existential outskirts. The church is in great need of this, not only in faraway lands, in young churches, to people who do not yet know Jesus Christ, but here in the city, right in the city, we need Christ's message. We thus ask the Holy Spirit for his grace of apostolic zeal. Be Christians with apostolic zeal, and if we make others uncomfortable, blessed be the Lord. Let's go as the Lord says to Paul, take courage. From his homily, May 16, 2013. Reflection. What makes you uncomfortable about the church today? Ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom to understand the teaching and mission of the church, for zeal to bring others into the body of Christ. February 11th, Mary, our Mother, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Mary saw many difficult moments in her life, from the birth of Jesus, when, quote, there was no place for him at the inn, unquote, Luke chapter 2, verse 7, to Calvary, John chapter 19, verse 25. And like a good mother, she is close to us so that we may never lose courage before the adversities of life, before our weaknesses, before our sins. She gives us strength, and she shows us a path to her Son. His address, May 4th, 2013. Reflection. Have you ever experienced Mary's ability to bring you close to Jesus? Think about her life and the challenges she endured. Look to her to give you strength to face your challenges this week. February 12th. Service, humility, love. Benedict XVI, with great wisdom, often reminded the church that although man frequently equates authority with control, dominion, success, for God, authority is always synonymous with service, humility, love. It means entering the logic of Jesus, who kneels to wash the apostles' feet. From his address, May 8, 2013. Reflection. Where do you seek control? How can you replace these desires with service? February 13. Go on the offensive. Be active members. Go on the offensive. Play down the field. Build a better world. A world of brothers and sisters. A world of justice, of love, of peace, of fraternity, of solidarity. Play always on the defensive. From his address on World Youth Day Prayer Vigil, July 27th, 2013. Reflection. What can you do this week to go on the offensive in order to make our world a better place? February 14th, A Difficult Science. The Lord loves us tenderly. The Lord knows the beautiful science of caresses, God's tenderness. He does not love us with words. He approaches us, and in being close to us, gives us his love with deepest possible tenderness. More difficult than loving God is letting ourselves be loved by him. Lord, I want to love you, but teach me the difficult science, the difficult habit of letting myself be loved by you. From his homily, June 7th, 2013. Reflection. Why is it so hard to let ourselves be loved by God? How can we get better at this difficult science? February 15th. God accompanies us. Ask yourself, how much space do I give the Lord? Do I stop to talk with him? Ever since we were children, our parents have taught us to start and end the day with a prayer, to teach us to feel that the friendship and the love of God accompanies us. Let us remember the Lord more in our daily life. From the General Audience, May 1st, 2013. Reflection. Try to recall the presence of God in your life throughout the day, and say a short prayer when you do. See if you are able to do this at least 3 times today. February 16th. Lifeless Church. When the church loses apostolic courage, she becomes a lifeless church. Orderly, perhaps. Nice, very nice, but barren. because she has lost the courage to go to the outskirts where there are so many people who are victims of idolatry, worldliness, and weak thought. Those who do not walk for fear of making a mistake make the most serious mistake. From his homily, May 8, 2013. Reflection. How is God calling you to be courageous in your everyday life? Who does he want you to reach out to? February 17th, Legalists. Jesus says, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Matthew chapter 21, verse 31. Jesus puts things in their proper place. He tells us that our Father in heaven is not a father who makes a pact with legalists. He is a father of mercy. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, September 24th, 2011. Reflection. Legalists obey rules for the sake of rules. Children of God follow rules because of their relationship with the Father of Mercy. How can you be more deeply relying on God's mercy? February 18th, Spirit of Unity. The Holy Spirit would appear to create disorder in the church since he brings a diversity of charisms and gifts. Yet all this, by his working, is a great source of wealth. For the Holy Spirit is a spirit of unity, which does not mean uniformity, but which leads everything back to harmony. From his homily, Mass with the Ecclesial Movements on Pentecost, May 19th, 2013. Reflection. How is the Holy Spirit developing harmony in your parish? How can you support his movement? Where is he calling you to use your charisms and gifts? February 19th, Miracles Happen. Miracles happen, but prayer is needed. Prayer is courageous, struggling, and persevering, not prayer that is a mere formality. On Twitter, May 24th, 2013. Reflection. What intention do you have on your heart? Pray for it each day and throughout the day. February 20th. Real power is love. Pursuing and accumulating power as some form of adrenaline leads to self-destruction. Real power is love. Love that empowers others. Love that sparks initiative. Love that no chain can hold, because this love is capable of loving even on the cross or on a deathbed. It has no need of youthful beauty, recognition or approval, money or prestige. It simply flows forth and is unstoppable. When slandered or defeated, it unquestionably acquires greater recognition. The Jesus who was weak and insignificant in the eyes of politicians and the powerful of the land revolutionized the world. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily, May 25th, 2012. Reflection. Make a sincere act of love today. Be a revolutionary. February 21st. Evangelization is done on your knees. Listen well. Evangelization is done on one's knees. Without a constant relationship with God, the mission becomes a job. No, it is not a job, but rather something else. The risk of activism, of relying too much on structures, is an ever-present danger. If we look toward Jesus, we see that prior to any important decision or event, he recollected himself in intense and prolonged prayer. Let us cultivate the contemplative dimension, even amid the whirlwind of more urgent and heavy duties. And the more the mission calls you to go out to the margins of existence, Let your heart be the more closely united to Christ's heart, full of mercy and love. Herein lies the secret of pastoral fruitfulness, of the fruitfulness of a disciple of the Lord. From the homily, Mass with Seminarians and Novices, July 7, 2013. Reflection. Consider one step you take to deepen your faith to prayer despite your busyness. Can you make that step a priority until it becomes a habit? February 22nd. Don't be afraid of your weaknesses. The Feast of the Chair of St. Peter. Let us also remember Peter. Three times he denied Jesus, precisely when he should have been closest to him. And when he hits bottom, he meets the gaze of Jesus, who patiently, wordlessly says to him, "Peter, don't be afraid of your weakness. Trust in me." Peter understands. He feels the loving gaze of Jesus, and he weeps. How beautiful is this gaze of Jesus? How much tenderness is there? Brothers and sisters, let us never lose trust in the patience and mercy of God. From his homily, Divine Mercy Sunday, April 7, 2013. Reflection. When you sin today, quickly turn to the loving gaze of Jesus. February 23rd. The power to renew. Jesus does not force you to be a Christian. But if you say you are a Christian, you must believe that Jesus has all power and is the only one who has the power to renew the world, to renew your life, to renew your family, to renew the community, to renew all things. From Only Love Can Save Us, homily February 18th, 2012. Reflection. What area of your life needs to be renewed? How can you trust in Jesus' power for this renewal? February 24th, the dynamic of hope. Anyone exercising a role of leadership, allow me to say anyone whom life has anointed as a leader, needs to have practical goals and to seek specific means to attain them. At the same time, there is always the risk of disappointment, resentment, and indifference if our plans and goals do not materialize. Here I would appeal to the dynamic of hope that inspires us to keep pressing on, to employ all our energies and abilities on behalf of those for whom we work, accepting results, making it possible to strike out on new paths, being generous, even without apparent results, yet keeping hope alive with the constancy and courage that comes from accepting a vocation as leader and guide. From his address, July 27, 2013. Reflection. What role does hope play in your life? Do you allow yourself to hope? Ask the Lord to help you cultivate this critical virtue. February 25th, economic humanism. In many places, generally speaking, due to the economic humanism that has been imposed in the world, the culture of exclusion and rejection is spreading. There is no place for the elderly or for the unwanted child. There is no time for that poor person in the street. At times, it seems that for some people, human relations are regulated by two modern dogmas, efficiency and pragmatism. Have the courage to go against the tide of this culture. Be courageous. From his homily, World Youth Day, July 27, 2013. Reflection. In your life, where do you see the culture of efficiency and pragmatism at work? How can you courageously reject this culture? February 26th. Are you brave enough? You, are you brave enough for this? Do you have the courage to hear the voice of Jesus? It is beautiful to be missionaries. Everyone must be a missionary. Everyone can hear that call of Jesus and go forth and proclaim the kingdom. From Angelus Address, July 7th, 2013. Reflection. What keeps you from hearing Jesus' call? Ask him how he wants you to proclaim his kingdom. February 27th. People are waiting for the gospel. We cannot keep ourselves shut up in parishes, in our communities, in our parish or diocesan institutions, when so many people are waiting for the gospel to go out as ones sent. It is not enough simply to open the door in welcome because they come, but we must go out through that door to seek and meet the people. Homily, World Youth Day, July 27th, 2013. Reflection. Pray that the Lord will lead you out of your comfort zone this week to bring his love to someone you meet. Then be ready to share a smile, an encouraging word, practical help, or whatever the situation calls for. February 28th. A Christian can never be sad. A Christian can never be sad. Never give way to discouragement. Ours is not a joy born of having many possessions, but from having encountered a person, Jesus, in our midst. It is born from knowing that with him we are never alone, even at difficult moments, even when our life journey comes up against problems and obstacles that seem insurmountable, and there are so many of them. And in this moment, the enemy, the devil, comes, often disguised as an angel, and slyly speaks his word to us. Do not listen to him. Let us follow Jesus. From his homily, March 23rd, 2013. Reflection. What obstacles are you facing now? Look for Jesus' presence and listen for his voice in these situations. Ask him to lead you. This is the end of side 2, continuing on side 3.